Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Chuck Landington, welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection Livecast. Sean isn't here this week, and you know what that means. Not much. Here's the show.
Aw, Landy is just heartless. That's right, welcome to an all-new edition of the Metal Injection Livecast.
We have a star-studded chat today. Mike Patton is in the chat room.
And Bujanina Destroyer.
Yeah. But who cares about Mike Patton? Bujanina Destroyer.
Yeah. Huge.
I didn't even know, like, I'm surprised people even know what Bujanina is. Right?
It's a roast pork, for all of you who are wondering.
Right, but I mean, it's kind of
like a sausage. Or it's Sinister Sausage's penis.
It's not a sausage. That's the funny thing about Bujanina is that back on our old radio show, we used to say Bujanina thinking it was a sausage. Mm-hmm. Even Rob thought it was a sausage.
See, that's the only context they have for it.
Oh, you knew?
Yeah.
I thought you thought it was a sausage and we made it like...
I love Bujanina.
Okay, but we used it to mean penis.
Yeah.
And then
I just thought you used it to mean penis because it was a funny word.
I was saying something shaped like a penis.
Mm, no.
Well, you could probably shape it into...
I guess.
Hold on, Mike Patton in the chat. Metal Injection exclusive, Faith No More is reuniting.
Wow.
Thanks, Mike Patton.
Thanks.
Didn't that already happen?
Yeah. I guess it's not that exclusive.
Happened last summer.
Welcome to the livecast. We have a huge show today. Thor Schretzine will be sitting in the studio. That's right. This deserves
breaking news.
Thor will be here later today. Also, before the show... Before Thor.
We will have.
You do a really good Thor impression.
Thank you. I've been working on it. I work very closely with him, to be honest.
Mm. Rob was his intern at one point.
Yeah. Before that, we also made some prank calls before we started the show today, and we're going to play some of those for you in a little bit.
Thor was kind enough to make one, I believe.
Sure. And I don't know if he was pranking, though, but we'll get to that in a little bit. And we have a music break picked by one of our...
Yeah. Oh.
Yep, we're just gonna get the music break out of the way so we can get to the show. No, but we have a music break this week picked by one of our longtime listeners, one of our favorite listeners. Super Nintendo Chalmers.
Okay, look, we shouldn't play favorites.
Why?
I don't think that's fair.
Why not?
Because can't they all be our favorite?
No.
Most of them are our favorite.
We don't play all of their playlists.
We want to encourage people to contribute and be funny in the chat and calling in.
And
by saying that other ones are our favorites, so
yeah,
the
so
ones
someone,
that aren't
yeah, it's a little competition now. Yeah. So they're like, oh, I really got to step it up to like what's wrong be with cooler that? Than Super Nintendo Chalmers.
So why can't we just ask them to be funnier or to contribute more? Why do we have to play favorites?
Okay, no, we'll use that route. Because where can you guys be funnier?
They should know to be funnier. Why do we have to ask them? They don't ask us. We know mm-hmm. that we should be funny, and we're funny. Nobody told us.
Well, most of us are funny.
How dare you?
Wow.
I didn't mean you.
The gloves are coming off.
I didn't mean you.
Don't talk about Sean like
yeah,
that. He's not even
here. He's not here.
Can't
not
defend
it.
Himself.
He'll never hear this, though. So
yeah, it's true.
It doesn't matter.
I was trying to dive on the grenade for Sean there. I knew you didn't mean me, but I was going to pretend just to protect his fragile ego, but I guess it didn't work.
Where is Sean? Is she? Is he in the bathroom splitting?
Did you say she?
Almost.
She's in the bathroom.
I almost said
spoiler
she.
Spoiler alert.
No, I think he got another cooking group on for nachos. He's making nachos right now.
Mm-hmm.
But really, though, do we know where he is?
Didn't he say he was like?
Wasn't he going to see Mika's murder, Frank's band?
That's not tonight, is it?
Yeah, that's tonight.
Oh,
so much you know.
So anyway,
yeah.
Lots of stuff in the news.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I wanted to talk about was earlier today, I posted about this on the site that Dave Mustaine gave an interview to some some station where he basically admitted to telling James Hetfield that he wants to be back in Metallica.
Well, no, he admitted to begging James Hetfield to let him back in Metallica, basically.
Yeah, I have the quote right here. Darren, being our resident Mustaine interpreter.
All right. Where is it?
It's the block quote.
I've talked to Lars and James about me and David Ellefson doing a supergroup record with Lars and James. Well, James said no, but it's still kind of out there in the air.
It's still out there in the air. He said no.
He's like, no, no, never. Oh, I'm going to keep hammering on him. It's on my bucket list.
I love how he's got the balls to call it a supergroup when it's like you were already in the group and they kicked you out.
Yes, the supergroup is called Metallica with a new guitarist.
Unbelievable, the balls on that guy.
And but, it's like, why would they want you to be in it? Like, can you imagine the writing session? Like,
it's metal welfare.
Yeah, but just him, like, imagine them going like, no, Dave, we're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to move this way with the song.
Please! Do it my way! It's on my bucket list. It's on my bucket list to do this song.
Does that mean he's going to die soon? Because don't people form bucket lists when they're about to
die?
It's
like Make-A-Wish Foundation.
The thing is, this is something he just has to do before he dies, even if it takes him 60 more years. I think it's just that he needs to do it, you know?
Like when Metallica is like almost comatose and old.
Right. He don't care. It's all symbolic to him.
What would they call it? Death-talica?
Yeah. No, they would call it
Metallica.
They'd call it Metallica, and he'd be a guest guitarist in Metallica.
You know what has to happen?
What?
Robert Trujillo,
right.
And Kirk Hammett have to be in a terrible bus accident.
Ah, two different bus accidents.
So Dave Mustaine would play both roles.
I don't think that would suffice.
I don't think he plays bass.
I don't think
below him.
I don't think Dave Mustaine would be allowed in the group even if all four of them died.
No, and Dave Ellefson, he wanted Dave Ellefson, Dave Mustaine, Lars.
Oh, sorry.
And can you imagine David Ellefson in that band? Like he
reading resumes.
He would just be in the corner and they would just tell him what to play. He would have no input, I think.
He would just be reading the resumes of the guys trying out for bass.
Dave Mustaine would be in the corner and not
exactly.
What the fuck?
Like, why would Lars and James, why would they listen to anything that he had to say? Why would they take his input on music?
Pity?
Hmm?
Pity?
No, they have no pity. The pity is allowing him to open for them.
Yeah.
On this Big Four thing, which is probably the most money they'll ever make.
Yeah. He's like Alex Skolnick to Metallica, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. All right, Robert Trujillo just died. There's an open.
Dave Ellison might
Dave
be
Ellison's in, but Mustaine is not.
That'd be great if Hetfield was like, we'll take Ellison, but you got to.
So hire him to guitar.
Give
tech.
Me Ellison, yeah. All right, Dave, you're in the band. All right, no, not you, the other one, yeah. Ooh, I got gotcha. You. Damn it. So close.
Zodiac Killer in the chat says, I'm sure Ron needs the cash. Get him back.
Ron McGovney. I hit him in the face once, I remember. A long time ago.
Oh, I like this. Flampon in the chat says, if they make this album, it's going to be called Kick 'em All.
All the dogs.
Yeah.
Just going to kick dogs on stage.
And justice for dogs?
get away from my dog, you bastard. Oh, Lord. No, I would like to see that actually happen, though, just for morbid curiosity.
I would be, yeah. Like, why are they recording with Lou Reed but not not Dave Mustaine?
Well, Lou Reed's a lot less of a colossal prick who hates
they
them.
Just don't have the history of him being a prick with them.
Right, yeah, that's what I meant.
He's been a prick to other people.
Sure, but, you know.
See, more than the actual music, I would just want to see the recording process. I'd want to see the pre-release documentary.
Yeah, I feel like there would be no record because
would
they would just blow up.
Yeah.
They would get in the door like for 10 minutes and then they would start fighting with each other.
No. Though, I mean, Van Halen finally apparently finished recording an album with David Lee Roth again, so if that's possible.
Well, I don't know. David Lee Roth is so beaten down by life.
Plus, true.
I feel like at this point, Van Halen, they're just like, whatever. Yeah,
yeah, but Van Halen's equally beaten down by life, whereas Metallica,
they still need a new guitarist for you?
People actually still care about Metallica.
Yeah. Well, people still care about Van Halen, I feel. It's just
really?
They don't care about Van Halen.
Who cares about Van Halen? Are they really?
They play like a sold-out tour.
I think Metallica
saw them from.
Yeah,
like,
but that was with David Lee Roth singing.
Yeah.
Without David Lee Roth. Nobody cares about Van Halen, and without Van Halen, nobody cares about David Lee Roth.
Yeah, completely.
So they just realized, hey, the only way we're going to make real money is
they have like different. They don't even share a dressing room with Roth. Like,
of course.
Yeah.
But anyway, I like to remind everyone.
Of course.
I like to remind everyone that we have a phone number here, and that number is 646-929. Yes, Shlomo, we do have a number. 646-929-1357. Give us a call. Let us what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Metallica Death. Or Megatallica.
Metallica.
What would it sound like with Mustaine back in there? I can't believe he even would say, you know what? I bet that it's just like total bullshit anyway, and he's just like talking shit.
But that makes him sound so
diarrhea of the mouth. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
If you got Mustaine and Metallica in the same headline together.
I'm sure it was something where like they were all just hanging out after a show. And then, like, he kind of, like, just mentioned it, like you know, just passingly.
I'm going to keep hammering him.
Do you think ever, like, when they're, like, on stage, like, warming up or whatever, like, he just sort of sneaks onto the side of the stage and plugs in and, like, starts sort of playing, like, on low volume until they
slowly
like, hey, Dave,
up.
What are you doing here? Get the fuck out of here.
He sneaks up like Elmer Fudd trying to catch Bugs Bunny, like, on tiptoes, you know? They're never going to see me this time.
He just thinks he'll play so good that if they can only hear him together, they'll give me a chance.
And then he's carried off by security.
Yeah, and also, I wonder how Kirk Hammett feels about this. Reading that
I don't think he feels threatened at all.
No, I don't think he feels threatened, but I'm sure he's like, man, what a dick. Like, just you have your own
band. They knew that already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Do you think they have, like, a Dave Mustaine schwoogie buzzer? Within a certain amount of beat of the band, the bell rings.
All right. It's time to warm up. Let's go through the equipment. Yeah, equipment check. Yeah. Wait a minute. Dave again. Yeah. Throw him out.
Mustaine alert. Mustaine alert.
Man, your battle stays strong.
That was a little Danzig-y.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the Mustaine.
That's the Mustaine.
He's here again. Loser. Oh, come on, man. One chance.
All I need is one chance. Let me on stage.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Awesome. I actually just remembered a really good Dave Mustaine story. I'm not going to mention the specifics of who told me or who's involved, but somebody who works at a label that Mustaine was on was telling me a story about how they played a gig, and then after the show, a bunch of label people went backstage to say hello to him. And the guy, the label's concert promoter, like the tour booker, pretty much like one of the most powerful guys at the label, went up to Mustaine and was like, you know, you should really consider having a single and trying to play that and push that a little. Then we can get you, you know, a few more tours, some bigger slots.
I don't need a single.
And then, no, he turned to somebody else and he's like, who let this intern in? And this guy's one of the most powerful people at the label. So he pretty much ruined his time at the label.
That's great. I love that.
And like he pretty much like self-destructed.
Get
like,
me coffee, boy.
and like he got booked on shitty tours. I'm pretty sure he has his own tour booker now. He has to hire a guy outside of the label. Just because he's a douche. Like, I wonder how many times he's put his foot in his mouth like that.
He's
had like,
a kick me sign on it from life. Just
yeah, like how many opportunities he's blown just because he's a dick.
I could have been bigger than Metallica. Nobody understands my genius.
Yeah, I tell CEOs that they're coffee boys. What a schmuck.
Do you think he tells his friends in the CIA to get him coffee, too?
I don't know. Yeah, he told Obama. Who is this black guy?
Shouldn't he be holding my elevator for me?
Oh, wow. Dave Mustaine's a racist.
He just lives in Mad Men times.
That's my schmuggy buzzer.
Anyway, what else is going on?
Let's see. It's honestly been a very slow news cycle these last few days.
Uh-huh.
But today it was announced that the Kiss Urn is coming. So all you Kiss fans, if the Kiss coffin is a little too much for you because it's like $3,500.
Right.
How much is the urn?
I'm sorry, $3,500. The urn is only low price of $650.
That's affordable.
Or maybe $649.99. I think that's what it is.
To be perfectly clear, let's elaborate on what a Kiss urn is. Like, what is Kiss about it?
Well, okay, it's this trapezoid.
It's really overrated.
Looking thing. It's a very overrated urn.
Kiss about it.
And then it has just like a Kiss logo with like, honestly, this is a little inappropriate.
Like an urn.
It's like a pyramid, I guess, with like a flat top.
It looks like a box with a Kiss sticker on it.
Yeah, and there's flames on the bottom. I feel that's inappropriate if it's an urn.
Why?
To have flames on it. You have to be burnt to be put in it.
Yes.
Why are you putting flames
on it? It's emphasizing that it's an urn.
By the way, Shankletown says they should have destroyed Osama bin Laden's remains and put it in a Kiss urn.
Someone's visiting Shankletown right now to arrest him.
Or just blow him up.
One of Dave Mustaine's CIA friends who, like, it's like the JCVD alert, how he has an alert every time we talk about him.
Ah, yes.
Dave Mustaine has the same thing about
it. Like this. It sounds like the how you say Dave Mustaine Shvoogie Buzzer.
But yeah, so that's ridiculous. I don't know. I mean, I want to say I don't know who would buy this, but there's definitely people that will buy this. Obviously, they wouldn't have produced it if that wasn't the case. And what I love is that there's two different types of Kiss coffins. Mm-hmm. There's the regular and then the premium model.
What if you just can't decide? You have to buy both.
See, I love it. The standard one, it's just the Kiss logo. It's like a black coffin. Oh, it's like one Kiss sticker on the middle of the coffin. It's like a Kiss bumper sticker.
Can you just buy one sticker and put it on a regular?
No, but
urn?
on the top.
The premium one, I think Peter Criss actually comes in the coffin. He'll get buried.
Wait, like comes with his penis, or he's
no, he's in
it.
He's in the coffin.
I just wanted to clarify.
Surprise!
And then on the
it's you and me, buddy.
On the top of the coffin, though, it's like the caricatures from when they each released the solo album.
Uh-huh.
That's like a one giant decal. So that's one giant three stickers.
Who wants their solo? Like, anyone who likes Kiss only likes, like, the old Kiss, right?
Or that album where they took off their makeup.
Well, those solo albums were, like, late 70s.
The premium one has a color Kiss logo, whereas the other one is a black and white. And the sticker wraps around the entire coffin. And again, flames. Why would they, why would you want flames on your coffin?
That's like if you got a Metallica coffin and you got St. Anger logos all over it.
And it's like a more like serious print on the top of it.
It's actually painted on. It's not a decal.
No, it could just be a giant sticker. That's like
no, that looks like it's paint. No. Airbrush?
Nah. These are mass produced though. It's not like they build each one.
How many people do you think, besides Dime, who's up in heaven right now, how many
they
people?
They donated the Dime's Kiss coffin. They didn't have to pay for that one.
So you're saying that they're mass-produced. How many people do you think actually request to be buried in a
Kiss coffin? My God. Right. They are really capitalizing on the death market, because if you can't afford the urn or the casket,
Matchbox,
you can get a Kiss casket drape flag for only $99. It's the Kiss Army logo.
This is Gene Simmons of Kiss.
How much does it cost to have Paul Stanley come sit Shiva at your parents' house?
We have a very new thing for the more poor people in the audience. It is a Kiss ashtray, which you can put your remains in. It's a $4.99.
There's nothing they won't put the Kiss logo on. Has anyone here tried the Kiss condom yet?
The Kiss condom. You can have your remains put into a Kiss condom. That's 89 cents.
I don't think that's what it is, but all right.
Coming up next on QVC, it's the Kiss. The Kiss pantyhose.
Tampons.
Oh, tampons also are coming up after later on at 9 p.m.
Buckwheat, bringing it all back together, says the urn probably sounds better than Lars's drum sound on St. Anger.
Probably true.
Probably true, yes.
We have the Kiss Pots and Pans. If you are interested in recording an album with Bob Rock, the Kiss Pots and Pans, and Nick can also double as a cheap urn, which you can put your remains in.
That was a free live read.
Yeah. That's enough, advertisers. We won't do live reads as Gene Simmons of Kiss, though.
Unless you want it.
Yeah. It costs a little extra to get a Gene Simmons imitation live read.
Anyway.
All right. Well, it's 25 minutes into the show. Mm-hmm. I think it's time for our first music break.
We have to stick to format more often. We should do that. Rigorously.
Well, really, the only reason why we're going into a music break right now is because I'm going to run upstairs and get something called a Volcano.
Which is the Mercedes-Benz of vaporizers.
Wow.
And Rob and I are going to play a little game of...
Let's get fucked up on the Volcano.
Until our brain explodes.
But when we come back... This music break, it's not going to be like a three-hour break. Because, I mean, come on, the whole show is only 2 hours, guys. This will be a short music break. And when we come back, we'll play some of those prank calls that we recorded earlier.
Yes.
And stick around, because later in the show, Thor Schredstein will be on the air with us. And he has
He won't be the air. He won't just be on the air.
He will take over all the air.
He will take all the air out of the room.
For himself. Because that's how big his ego is. And... He was telling us earlier when his manager called that he's pissed that Yngwie Malmsteen performed the national anthem at a baseball game, and Yngwie Malmsteen isn't even from this country. And he was saying that they should have asked Thor. They shouldn't have even went all the way to Sweden. They should have asked Thor, and he's really, really upset. And he demanded airtime. So we're going to give that to him. Here's a little sample of Yngwie's. Before we get to the music break, I just want to play some of this. We're getting a mixed response to this Yngwie national anthem performance, but I think it was awesome. Because he would constantly add shred in between.
Like an R&B singer.
Yeah.
In America, right?
Probably. Probably lives in L.A.
I actually think he lives in Florida, and that's why they had him.
Oh, you're probably right, yeah.
He looks like he lives in Miami.
Yeah.
Yes! So you said it's a mixed reaction. Like, what?
People were like, this is terrible.
What's
like,
terrible about it?
He's just, like, it's like guitar wankery. There's no emotion behind
that's
it.
Wait,
thing,
yeah,
though.
Yngwie Malmsteen and guitar wankery. Dare you say?
I wish you could see his face now, though. Like, it's like.
Lip bite? The one lip bite?
It's like there's like a dust storm, and he's trying to get the dust out of his eyes.
He's
that's
got
what his face is.
This
part is the best part. What was this at? A Florida Marlins game against the Cardinals.
So three people saw it.
Right.
And those three people are standing right in front of him.
I love how everybody started clapping, and that was like 2 minutes ago. He's still playing.
He reprised the last verse.
Second verse? Same as the first.
He finished it with
he
the
did the land of the free and the home of the brave twice. Because he's like, no, I'm adding more. All right. So Thor's going to be on in a few minutes. Well, in a little bit, actually. Not a few minutes. To rebut that. So that should be interesting. But right now we're going to get to our music break.
Mm-hmm.
Picked by our listener, Super Nintendo Chalmers.
One of our favorites, Noah.
It is a... It is a thrash block. We're going to start out with some old school German thrash.
I approve of thrash. There should be more
Me
thrash.
Too.
In the form of Creator.
Ah,
yes.
Awesome.
We're going to play Un Little Creator with Pleasure to Kill on the Metal Injection Live. Yes.
Still, no one can save you, the parents are friends, because they already been killed. My This is Chuck Blandington with a special bulletin. If you live on the east coast of the U.S., that blackout you just experienced was due to Noah pleasuring herself with her new industrial strength shower massager. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. We'll be right back. This is Chuck Blandington. I apologize if my announcements haven't been up to par lately. My dumbass neighbor has been moving bricks around his yard and screaming motherfucker at the top of his lungs all night. I haven't slept in a week. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. We'll be right back.
perfect for me to pitch one off. And it don't care how any shit on your chest, cause you know my shit is a fucking mess.
I haven't been fucked like that since grade school.
We'll be right back.
This is Chelsea Blandington. I know what you people are doing over there, with your sex parties, poker games, and whiskey binges. I haven't seen Chuck in 3 days. But if you see him, tell him the kids and I have moved in with my mother. And now, it's the Metal Injection Live Cast.
All right, we're back.
That was a phenomenal, phenomenal music break.
I enjoyed it.
I thank you, Super Nintendo Chalmers, and more to come. We're going to be taking another music break.
We have a few more tracks left. That was a little longer than expected because we were just filling up the volcano.
There was some Exodus in there.
Yeah, let's go through it. We just played some Municipal Waste, Beer Pressure. Right before that was Slayer with Piece by Piece.
Piece by Piece!
Before that was Sock and the Faggots.
Wait, who?
Sock and the Faggots. With Shitty Titties.
Okay. The song title makes up for this.
And then before that was Exodus with A Lesson in Violence, Havoc, Scumbag in Disguise, and Skeleton Witch with Submit to the Suffering.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wasn't there one before that, too?
Well, it started out with Creator to Kill, but...
You said that, Aaron.
Yeah.
And now Rob is sucking on a giant enema bag full of weed. It's actually there. And Rob's hogging all the weed. Can I just say, this room is more filled with weed and smoke than I've ever experienced since doing this show. And that's saying a lot, because I don't know what that fucking thing does, but it sure as hell filled the room with smoke.
It's not smoke. It's vapor.
It's something that smells like weed.
Well, I'm telling you, it's vapor.
That
it's not smoke.
Rub.
That's the point of the vapor.
Well, I'm not complaining. It's fine. I love weed.
But... As Keep It Wolfson in the chat says, it's vapors, bro.
Can we play The Vapors by Biz Markie in honor of what you guys are doing?
Sure.
It's a classic. You got The Vapors.
What is this?
In the music video, he has a food stamp taped to his hat. It's a food stamp hat.
Oh.
You used to have one of those, didn't you, Rob? Back in your
food stamp. Oh, I had a whole food stamp outfit. Hmm. Yeah, it was exciting.
Really? Your food stamp outfit?
My food stamp outfit. It was like a jumpsuit.
But then you got hungry one weekend and...
I was clothesless.
Oh my god, that's a lot of vapor.
I'm really feeling this right now.
You gotta see these two. I wish this was being recorded. This is the funniest.
It was. Well, I guess not now.
They look like they're sucking on a cotton candy.
You've never seen like Super Jaime or anything like that?
Super what?
That
movie. Super Jaime? No.
Yeah, because he smoked that.
It's very funny looking.
This is actually the purest, the cleanest
How
way.
How much is one of these machines called?
This one.
It's like
500. 500 or 600, yeah.
Where'd you get it again?
My brother's apartment.
Stole it?
I borrowed it.
No, I mean, he stole it.
Someone in the chat is asking if it's classic or digital. It's the classic.
What's the difference now? What is
the digital is like $100 more expensive.
And what does it do with the difference?
The classic has a knob that, like, you just say how hot you want it to get. Whereas the digital one, you can specify the exact temperature you All want right. it to be at. So it's a little more specific.
The other one, does it, like, not get everyone else in the room high who's not smoking like this one does?
Get out of here.
You can't get high off.
I'm really fucked up.
I can't
right
get
now.
Out of here. I'm too stoned.
Bujanina Destroyer just said it's TT Boy's vaporizer. How the hell does he remember that?
We said that your brother looks like TT Boy.
Oh, no, not that he looks like that. That's his
username
Xbox
or whatever.
Handle.
But, like,
but
that
Darren
two
thinks
years
he looks
ago.
Like
him. No, I don't think he looks like him. Jenny, his ex-girlfriend, said that his penis looks like the penis of TT Boy.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yes, that's where he got the name from.
Well, either way, how the hell does he remember that?
He's a great fan.
That is absurd.
Bujanina Destroyer, definitely one of our favorite fans.
Bujanina Destroyer.
Would you say that, Noah?
Is he going to get a playlist next
Let's
week?
Call in.
The call-in number is 646-929-1357. He will not get a playlist next week.
We're
we
using
a
big, fat,
special
fancy
guest.
New switchboard. Let's see a caller call in so we can see what it looks like when it's being
Except
used.
Noah just hit the hit the vape.
She got the vapor.
She needs a refill. But it's okay. I can control this.
Would you say that today is the rise of the planet of the vapes?
Topical humor. Hello.
That movie got like 5 stars. I don't know.
What?
So every review I read.
From Chimps Illustrated?
It looks decent. It doesn't look bad.
It looks like a decent action movie, but 5 stars. Like, it's because like,
Oscar-nominated James Franco.
Maybe it's also just because there's so much shit out that it's the first thing that was like actually decent.
Yeah, it's like that or Final Destination 5 or The Smurfs.
Yeah. I'm talking about like reputable critics, though. Gave it
Leonard Maltin?
Great reviews. I don't remember off the top of my head, but. Maybe I'll look for that later.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
The balloon is so huge right now.
Yeah. There's only one way out of here. Now, here it comes.
Things
bigger than my head.
I don't remember much from the first part of the show, but I do remember that we said that we were going to play some prank calls after
we
get back
from
music break.
Oh, my God. It's so big.
How big is it now?
It's like a tuna can.
So big. Look at it.
They're going to have to isolate that sound effect next week.
Darren, look at how big it is.
Just smoke it. It's the air.
No, it doesn't come out, Rob.
Really?
That's the beauty of it.
What if I smacked it out of your hand right now?
Shut up.
I'll
kick you in the nuts.
I feel like a little bit comes out. Like, very slowly it comes out. No?
No.
I feel like your voice should go up, like, with helium when you smoke that, too.
That's when we vape helium.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Do that.
When are we doing that? Is that next week?
I'll do that with you, because it's not weed.
All right.
And then you can actually
tomorrow I'm bringing like 50 helium balloons. And we're just gonna do an entire 2 hours.
By the way,
I just wanna relate what a few people in the chat are saying. Buckwheat is saying Noah can't handle her weed.
Agreed.
And Taco Grinder said, I have never heard Noah so fucked.
Well,
which is like you really don't know Noah that well.
Other than
that
episode when Noah was getting fucked on air.
When did that happen?
We kind of removed
it.
She was passed out from that.
Yeah,
I remember.
It's an Easter egg.
Don't tell her.
Listen back to all the episodes. There's one where Noah's getting fucked the entire time. See if you can tell.
Shekeltown says, when Noah's voice goes up with helium, she sounds like Rob.
Really?
Come on, Shekeltown.
I think it's the other way around.
I think I have a deep voice.
No.
So let's play some of these prank calls, Noah. Are they on your... Are there your soundboard?
Which one are we doing first?
Do them chronologically. No?
Okay. Because they need some setup, some of them.
How about Shlomo?
We'll do that last. We'll do the Shlomo one last.
Let's start with the one that Darren's first attempt.
Yeah, this one's kind of self-explanatory. I'll just say that we called it was a Hispanic... transvestite hooker from the back of the Village Voice.
Back of our local community newspaper.
Okay, so that's...
The Village Voice is, you don't have to call it your local community newspaper.
It is our local
People know.
People in Wisconsin know what the Village Voice is?
Yeah. It's kind of national.
Get out of here.
Anyway, this is a...
Hit the prank.
In the back of the Voice, they have tranny hooker ads and regular hookers.
By the way, we just want to say we do not condone... calling tranny hookers and pranking them.
We are
professionals.
No, we do condone pranking them. We don't condone patronizing them and having sex with them for money.
Or becoming one.
Prank them all you want.
Unless you record it.
Right, record it. No, don't record the sex. Don't do that. Don't have sex with them.
But if you do record the sex, send Rob a VHS of it. He's curious.
Or DVD. All right. Play it.
Hello.
Hello, is this Miriam?
Do you have anything? Do you want to come over?
Well, I have some questions for you first. I don't know if that's okay.
Tell me.
By the way, my name is Ken. My name is Ken Pierce. And you look Latina. Are you Latina?
Yeah, I'm Latina, Colombian.
Oh, that's terrific. I have a couple of weird fetishes I just wanted to clear with you first, if that's okay. First of all, do you prefer corn or flour tortilla?
Say that again?
Do you like corn or flour tortilla?
I like flour.
Oh, say that slow, please.
Okay, baby.
All right. And the other thing is I noticed that you have very large breasts. In your Village Voice, are those real?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's my theory.
That's excellent, because you have sort of a deep voice. I was saying perhaps maybe you were like a transvestite, which is okay. I just want you to tell the truth. I don't know. I lost it there.
Can that's my titties?
Can that's my titties, baby, be the title of the episode?
That's my titties.
That's my titties, baby.
Jedi Steve said she sounded like Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite.
What if Pedro Sanchez? What do you think?
Anyway.
This next call was actually we put a chip in the green room telephone,
mm-hmm.
and this is how we got the idea to do this, because Thor actually called a hooker. Her name was Summer, and Thor was trying to set something up for after he comes on the live cast. So let's play this one right now.
Hello?
Is this Summer?
Yeah. Why are you calling private?
Well, you know, I don't want anything to get traced back to me.
Where are you calling from?
Well, I am in Manhattan right now. Where are you?
3927, okay?
I just want to make sure that, you know, you would be cool with, like, I have a little fantasy that I would like for you to enact for myself. Would you be interested in, fingering my fretboard?
On what?
You know, fingering my fretboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like doing that? Are you
Oh, yeah.
You a dirty girl?
Very.
Tell me how dirty you are.
Very dirty.
Ooh, Thor likes that. I mean, I guess I shouldn't, tell you my real name. I should come up with an alias. Let's try Door. Yeah, that's good. So can you?
Okay.
So let me ask you, what sort of deal can you give Door here today? What kind of deal can you give me? How much? You know, what do you want?
$160.
And do you party? And play, you know? Yeah?
Like a party?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about with the party? You know, like,
yes.
I don't mean, like, go to, like, Party City, get some party hats and some, you know, ice cream
you
cake from Carvel. I mean, like, nose partying, you know?
I know what you mean.
Yeah, you do? Do you know where I can get some, though? Because the guy that I
call
use...
me, sweetie, yes, I know.
Yeah. Wow, Summer. I really like you. You know, did I tell you that Summer is my favorite holiday?
Oh, really?
Oh,
Summer,
yeah.
What time are you coming?
What time am I coming? Well, when is good for you to enter the door, if you know what I'm saying?
Sweetie, anytime. What time are you going to come?
And let me ask you, are you like a submissive young lady? Like if I have some sort of request for you to, like, shout something at me, would you do it for me? Because I get turned on by it.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Just call me when you get to 3937.
Baby, get ready for the ride of your life.
Okay, baby. I'll be waiting, okay?
Yeah, baby. I'll be there in, like, 30 minutes.
All right.
I just got to do this radio show. Okay, later, baby.
No problem.
That was Thor Shredstein during the music break. And for this last one, we took a different approach. We instead of
this was actually Sid's idea. This was Sid said we should call Movie Phone and play Shlomo clips and see if it would recognize, like, well, if it would give us a movie based on what Shlomo was saying.
Or if it would blow up.
How sensitive their system is. The true test.
And also to find out if there was a movie named Of Course or something.
Yeah.
So.
LMF.
And that was this.
Hello, and welcome to Movie Phone. To use our new speech-enabled system, press star 2. To search for a movie, just say the name of the movie you want. To choose from a list...
First of all, I have a hearing impaired in one ear.
What was that?
First of all, I have a hearing impaired in one ear.
To search for a movie, just say the name of the movie you want. To choose from a list of movies...
I was born and raised in Brooklyn.
To search for a movie by name, press 1. To browse movies, press 2. For listings at a theater, press 3. Enter the first three letters of the movie name.
Slimmo. S-H-L-O-M-O.
If the title begins with T-H-E, you can skip those letters. Enter the first three letters.
I'm
really having a hard time understanding you. For ticket purchases and more, please visit us online at www.moviephone.com. MOVIEFONE.com.
But she became religious.
It's not just us.
I'm sorry, I'm not having a hard time understanding you.
That just needs to be a drop on our show. Whenever we have a caller, we just have.
Can you play that end again? Because I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time understanding you.
Phone.com.
But she became religious.
House movies, press 2. For listings at a theater, press 3. Enter the first three letters of the movie name.
Slimmo. S-H-L-O-M-O.
If the title begins with T-H-E, you can skip those letters. Enter the first three letters.
I'm
really having a hard time understanding you. For ticket purchases and more, please visit us online at
www.moviephone.com.
Right.
But she became religious.
The crazy thing is their system doesn't even have a recording of him saying that. That literally was just spontaneous reaction to Slobo's voice.
The computer just said that.
There's smoke coming out of their mainframe right now.
What the fuck did you just say?
So that concludes our prank call segment.
For Kiss the Mezuzah, press 1. For Cat on a Hot Tin Dreidel, press 2. Enter now.
For Hasidic Homicide, the Levy Klitsky story, press 3.
That's Schindler's List. That's not right. Come on. Shlomo would not want to see that.
He probably has the DVD.
So
sure, he would want to see that.
I'd like to actually thank Shlomo for providing all of the audio for that humor.
Maybe.
Those are all sound bites of previous calls that Shlomo made. And, of course, you can call us.
Of course.
Let us know what you think of our prank calls. The number is 646-929-1357. I'm finding myself blacking out mid-sentence. Trying to remember what I was trying to say.
Now, is that just good weed, or did that vaporing make it harsher or whatever?
It's not harsh. It's great.
Okay.
But I did put a little bit of Keef in there.
Keef.
And
Keef is
just like the crystals.
It's got
on
cat
the weed.
Tranquilizer, right?
No. No, that's not. That's K.
I know. I'm just kidding.
It's ketamine. But no, the Keef is just the crystals of the weed.
Okay.
And it's
Keef
like
from the apparatus, you're saying?
Some of
him?
Threw some of him in there, and that's definitely.
I got some Ken. I put that in my some Ken Pierce.
That's why my neck feels weird. I feel like I'm being kissed on my neck or something.
Yeah.
It's weird. I guess that's what Ken does to you. The drug Ken. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the drug Ken. Named after Ken Pierce because of its side effect of neck lickage.
It's very bad. Kids, don't do Ken.
Yeah.
Definitely stay off the Ken.
Ken is a problem.
And the Keef. Don't do the Keef.
Stay away from Ken.
And Keef.
No. Don't stay away from Keef.
Well, you'll wind up photoshopped into like breast implant pictures if you do the Keef.
He's getting a phone call.
Not me. No, okay, Rob.
No, it wasn't me at all. How dare you, Darren? Why are you... Dude,
You just picked your phone up and put it in your pocket. I thought it was you.
Well, I was checking, but it wasn't it.
I'm fine.
How dare you?
How dare you?
You know I'm already paranoid because I'm vaped out of my mind, and now you got to make accusatory remarks. You're going down, Darren.
Oh, yeah?
Ring the bell, baby.
I'm not scared of you anymore.
What you going to do when my 24-inch nose clotheslines you?
So you don't have a 24-inch nose.
Well, you know.
Very like small the nose, I feel.
How dare you?
Am I wrong?
No, you're right, but I think we talked about this already.
I don't remember. Have a small nose?
I think so, yeah. For a Jew.
Oh, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah. I have also, I feel, a small nose for a Jew.
Yeah, you have no curvature.
Yeah, it's just straight and flat. Mm. It's my Spaniardism.
You have a Spanish nose.
I have a torero's nose. I have a matador.
It wasn't that you got a little bit lopped off when you went in for the circumcision?
That might be it. She just missed by a little on the first pass through.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll get it later. You could use a little bit off the nose anyway. My surgeon was actually an Orthodox Yid. Very nice guy.
Do you still keep in touch?
He looked like Henry Winkler.
Actually. Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't know that that would inspire confidence in me when he was standing over my cock with a scalpel.
Hey! He sends me Hanukkah cards and
still?
Stuff.
Still?
Yeah. I guess all his paintings on file get it, you know.
Did he send you those reminders to make appointments?
Well, for what?
You need a cock cleanup? It's been 6 months since your last cock cleanup.
Right after I had it, I had to go back a few times to check on it. But
perhaps a pube shave. A little trim around the edges. If it's a good deal, you could do buy two, get a little discount.
No, I trim my own pubes. Thank you.
Are you telling me or the character?
How do you trim them?
Both.
Do you
trim them?
Slowly.
Yeah.
You don't use a razor?
I just clip them.
No, but what's that razor that guys use on their heads?
Oh, I have. It doesn't. Well, the one I use on my head is contoured. Like it fits your head, and you use it like a brush.
Mm-hmm.
So that
wouldn't fit your ball.
It wouldn't fit my ball sack because
it's curved.
It's a smaller curve, and you also would have to press it against the balls, which would hurt. I think
it's not adjustable.
No, it won't hurt.
Well, your head. Think of how big your head is, and then your balls are like 1/10 of that, right? So,
I mean, what? I don't
the
know.
Curve doesn't.
I don't have the curved one. I don't know.
It doesn't have the same parabola.
May I just say, I think Shankletown just made his funniest comment ever in the chat.
He
said Darren's favorite band is Moyle Work.
Yeah.
Oh, Moyle Work.
It wasn't a Moyle, though. He was like a regular doctor. Moyles are scary. I don't know if anyone other than us knows what a Moyle is.
What's Moyle?
You don't know? You're Jewish.
I don't know Yiddish words.
No, that's Hebrew, I think. Well, I don't know. A Moyle is the guy who does the rabbi who
cuts
the peepee off. Yeah. But there's been stories about like they do it with their mouth because they're supposed to do it by the Bible. They're supposed to do it with their mouth.
Oh, why?
Or not with their mouth. They cut it with some instrument, but then they put their mouth on the penis to suture it, I guess, or to stop the blood flow. And a lot of these Lubavitcher, like crazy Jews in Brooklyn and whatever still do it.
Ew.
And they've been spreading herpes to babies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is the big story. Like
that is gross.
Like, a lot of these babies now have herpes. Because
how do you
know my God.
Stories? Do you get, like, those Google alerts?
It's on the Bay News.
It's not because of Judaism.
The Bay
like,
News, by the way, is a local community newspaper.
Yeah, it actually is. Thank you.
I read a bunch of, like, atheist blogs and stuff or, like, newsletters or whatever, so I get mail alerts from that.
Taco Grinder says, you get the Jews letter.
Yeah, I get the Jew letter. They cover basically every horrific religious story. So Jews are included in that, as well as Catholics and Christians and Muslims.
Interesting.
Jews are decent fuck.
When you open the Jews letter, it makes that shofar, please. It's like one of those greeting cards.
Oh, the newsletter's here.
I thought that was the signal for another baby getting herpes. The voice sound. Another one!
I give up.
What a shanda!
Oh my God, we should play the Stab the Jew song.
The Gray Apex asks, why are they always discussing Jews?
Clearly hasn't heard this show for very long.
taco grinder responds because they are Jewish. That's accurate.
Yeah, that's what we do.
We can't relate to Catholic or Christian culture.
I'm fine with talking about shit about them, too.
Yeah, sure.
Bring up a topic. Someone call us. And we'll discuss the evils of Catholics and Christians.
Call the Christ line, 646-929-1357.
Where did that come from? Rob should go into porno.
That dude's been saying random stuff in the chat for a few minutes now. I think the rest of the people in the chat are upset with him or her.
He says you have a massive dick, that you should go into porn. Didn't we cover that he doesn't have a massive dick, he says.
We don't really have to keep repeating this.
No, we never got an answer.
Yes, we did. Well, he said he doesn't have a massive dick. That's kind of the end of the story. Right? I mean,
how many dicks have you compared it to, though?
Porn, I would say.
But that's not to scale.
You can tell.
It's not life size, so your TV's not that big.
It is 40 inches.
But weren't
your
you guys
dick
saying,
or the TV?
Weren't you guys saying when Rob was at Mayhem Fest, weren't you saying that it's he only thinks it's small because of the proportion to the
Sean
rest of his body?
Sean said that, I think.
Sean was just not... No. Sean was totally like, no, Rob does not have a big dick. You got No. He was a Rob big dick denier, I would say.
So you...
Much like he felt about my dick the way... He feels about 9/11, like it doesn't exist, pretty much.
But like the thing is, I feel like you were at the same time denying that it was big and also offended that Sean was saying it wasn't big.
Yeah.
Like what the fuck? What does that mean? Well, how do you know?
How dare you, Sean? Yeah. I'll say it right now that he's not here. How dare you, Sean?
Bujanina Destroyer said you should show it on Chat Roulette.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
Then the world would know.
Well, a few people in the world, like 400.
You just would leave your head out.
I should just...
You've definitely shown your dick on chat room.
I should just... is anyone up? You know, I should just leak photos of myself. Is anyone up?
Oh, imagine...
You'd be the daily Nargoyle.
Oh,
imagine, all right. Like, all the blogs pick
it's
it up.
Terrible person.
Okay, I missed this pop culture reference. Please.
Is anyone up, by the way? Is anyone
fantastic
up.
Website.
Is just like... it's a photo blog.
It's in daily rotation.
Where they just... post photos of like seeing people nude, boys and girls, and a lot of the submissions are of people in bands that like they send to like ex-girlfriends, and then the girlfriends just email this website. So it's like a scene TMZ, if you will.
Except just with nudity.
Just nudity, though.
But the girls on there mostly are very, very attractive.
Yeah.
Really?
And it's just like,
it's just like rock chicks, like with tattoos and pierced.
And it's all just like, you know, cell phone photos. So don't
you
expect.
Could go, you have your computer out right now. You could go and check it out.
I don't care that much.
Fine. You're lost.
Darren has already booked Mars.
I'm over it. I'd rather see like porn than see like fake porn. I know, Sid, you have a thing about
it. Wouldn't it be more real? It's an actual
no,
person.
Because
you want to see people fucking.
No. I feel like if it's actual people, the hotness quotient is usually lower.
Not on this site. It's a mixed bag, obviously. Sometimes they post people just because of how ugly they are.
Okay.
But then once, you know, you also get a good amount of really, really attractive girls.
But if I look up porn, like, the internet is great enough that I can get specifically what I want rather than sifting through a bunch of ugly broads.
I suppose. I like the realism.
I know, we differ on that. I don't begrudge you that, but I disagree with you. I feel like realism hinders my masturbatory experience.
Hmm. Fair enough.
And I don't want to see regular girls. I know you, like, I've said I've had girls send me, like, pussy pictures, and they're on my hard drive.
Uh-huh.
And now I don't have them here because they're on my external hard drive now. But at the time,
you
I
have it backed up on three different
locations
in the cloud.
I don't keep them on my laptop.
But they're
at
in the
all.
Cloud. You just have them backed up in case of hard drive failure.
Yeah. I actually am afraid of my laptop getting stolen. Then they disappear and they wind up on the internet, and then someone blames me because they sent them to me.
I see.
I would rather be protected. True. But at the time,
that's really thinking.
But at the time we had the discussion. I had them on my. So I was showing you some of the pussy pictures that I had, or you were like goading me into showing them, and I was like, you know, you were like, it's something better about it when it's a girl I know exists, like in your life.
Yeah, I like that.
And I like it because if the girl's hot, like, it doesn't add anything to me if she's not that great.
I'm of the mind that I'd like to, every female I've ever met or seen, I wouldn't be against seeing them naked just to say that I've seen them naked.
All right, that makes sense.
Just to have that.
You're a pervert.
Yeah.
You just like to know everything about a person.
And one more thing about the whole is anyone up nargoyle thing. One of the ones they had a few months ago is a girl I used to work with, which was quite funny.
Wow.
Oh my God.
So, she looks
so
better. She looked
up.
A lot better in those pictures than she did when I worked with her, but
really?
Still not quite.
She toned it up a little?
Yeah, but still far from attractive.
Okay.
But it was just very odd to see someone I knew on there.
The sit's real open about that. Like, he's just like, I was like, well, my ex girlfriend gave me some naked. Let's see him. Like, he don't care.
Such is life. Take a picture.
Pull him up.
Yeah, but Sid, would you show us naked photos that you have of girls?
If I had of exes, sure, but I don't.
Not your current one.
No, that's disrespectful.
I'm not asking you to.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
He's telling you to.
In theory.
Bring up those photos of your girlfriend.
No, but like past ones, why not?
Yeah, Sid never asked me about any current girlfriend, but a past one he did.
Yeah. Then it's fair game. Once the bridge is burned, who cares?
I don't know. I feel like they sent it to me for me to look at it, and I feel guilty.
Yeah.
But I did show you.
Yeah, you showed me.
I just felt guilty about it.
As long as you feel guilty, that's the first step.
Anyway.
All right.
Let's take
a quick music break right now, and then when we come back, we'll finally have Thor Schredstein on the air.
Can we play Stabbed a Jew? I have it.
Yeah, we'll start with Stabbed a Jew, and then we'll play...
The continuation of Super Nintendo Chalmers is Thrash Fest.
Oh my God, Darren, I love that we've gotten to a point where we can finish each other's...
Sentences?
Yeah!
I was going to say teasers, because that's what that was. Sorry, I didn't know
that's
you were...
That's for later.
I thought you were just high and stalling for a word and didn't know what it was.
Maybe. We'll never know now. We'll never know.
Okay.
Well, we will know because it's in the past. So anyway, yeah.
Just play it.
He was a little child. He could have grown up to be the best doctor or a lawyer, or he could have ran the best knish stand in all of Borough Park. It would have been so good. The mustard would have been so spicy. I want a knish now. Oh, this murderer ruined this child. He can't be a Jew. Puh, puh, puh.
The hurt, oy the shame in Williamsburg, all the
a nose with a side of feet. Just don't mix dairy with your little boy meat. Sad but true. Now he'll pay for his sins. No more yarmulkes made of skin. It's gonna be a death row kid. It's true. Sad but true.
Hello. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the podcast that could solve the Middle East crisis, cure cancer, and get healthcare for every American. If they weren't so busy making penis and fart jokes, it's the Metal Injection Livecast.
Back in the day when the fear fueled threat, the devil of the metal was high. is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. I've got something to say. I raped your mother today, and it doesn't matter much to me, as long as she is dead. But I'll tell you what does matter to me. It's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here it is.
All right, we are back. Welcome, everyone, to the final minutes of the live cast. We have the main event. We saved the best for last because Thor Shredstein is going to be on the air with us momentarily. And I guess we should just bring him out. The moment has come.
Someone pull him out of the dressing room.
He stole your vapor thing over there.
Why is he sticking his penis into it?
Oh, I hear.
That was his audience. They're a little revved up. No, he's not. No, he's not here yet. He's not here yet.
Some faint boos. A few people are not into it. It's cool. All right. Let's bring him out, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the guitar god from Ocean City, New Jersey. It's Thor Shredstein. You're out of breath here, right? I was noticing your I noticed that. So they stopped very abruptly, that audience. It's very weird.
They just know when it's over.
Yeah, they know.
Could you shut up for a second? Sure. Hello, all of my Thormo sapiens out there. Thor is here to tell you that all will be okay with the economy. Do not take your money out of the stock market. Do not stop buying crap. America needs your money. Mm-hmm. Everything will be okay. Thank you very much.
Is that Thor's State of the Union address?
That was Thor being a good American. And I feel that is the reason that Thor needed to come on the air tonight to get a few things off of my furry chest.
It wouldn't have anything to do with you launching a new product line of Thor mugs and stuff, would it?
Thor does have a cafe press store. It's called the Thor Store.
The what store?
The Thor Store! Thor! Listen, can someone get Noah out of the room?
Noah, get out of here.
I cannot focus on promoting the thoughts.
Noah is very vaped right now. You'll have to forgive her. She bought
there is nothing funny about the Thor store.
She bought a Thor vaporizer with your face on it so that she could...
A vaporizer.
So she could smoke Thor vapor. More.
The vape Thor?
The vape Thor. That is right. I will be releasing the Vape Thor 4000. Thank you, Rob, for mentioning that.
The 4000. The Thor 4.
The Thor 4000.
But now,
beyond the Thor store.
Well, is there any truth to the rumor that you're going to have a Thor urn that people can be buried in?
A thorn, yes.
I don't know if you heard that Gene Simmons has an urn now.
Let me tell you, Herschel... Is that Chaim? He is a Chaim, not a Herschel. I'm thinking
right
of Krusty.
I think Ace
Frehley. A fictional Freely. Character in a cartoon series.
Yeah, what would Thor know about fictional characters?
Yeah.
Thor is all about reality, and the reality is our economy is A-OK, people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The economy is doing just as well as Thor Shredstein's career at the moment. Booming.
Oh no.
Booming. But I wanted to talk about something serious. Our country, the United States of Thor-America. And I have a problem because I was on your website, this Metal Contraction, I saw that second-rate Thor Shredstein wannabe, Yngwie What's-His-Face.
Malmsteen.
I like saying Yngwie What's-His-Face.
Oh, all right.
Because it's like I don't know who he is. That's
what I'm conveying here, Mr. 3D. I thought you were a comedian.
Well, you're...
Don't you understand the concept of humor?
I'm in my role now as a journalist. I'm interviewing you.
Oh, you're
so
a journalist. We've got one podcast and you're a journalist.
I'm a broadcast journalist. Thor's vaping right now.
Why should Thor not participate if Nowhere will participate?
By the way, that vape is so good that Rob passed out. I don't know why he's not here right now.
You need to take a little nap, Ski.
Rob passed out, Bonnie. Get it?
No. I do not get it because you do not understand comedy, Sid.
You know comedy.
I would have laughed, but I'm too busy inhaling this delicious marijuana.
Who is
there
that?
You are.
Where is that? Where are those voices?
That was the
from?
Full house audience.
So I just wanted to say, though, that Yingwei, what's his name, as I was saying, I saw him performing the national anthem at a freaking the national anthem at a baseball game in America.
Yeah.
Performing the United States national. That guy isn't from America. He's an immigrant.
Right.
He's an alien. He's like those people in Independence Day.
Yeah, he does sort of look like that.
Just want to say, I don't understand why the Florida Marlins, why they didn't ask Thor Stretzstein. Because Thor Stretzstein is the best performer. Thor Stretzstein invented performing the Star Spangled Banner at public events.
You did?
Yeah.
Really? What about Jimi Hendrix, though?
What do you mean? Are you kidding me, Jimi Hendrix?
Like in '69, do this?
Do you know? I thought you were a journalist. I thought you knew the real story.
No, all right,
behind the story, behind the story.
Enlighten me.
When Jimi Hendrix played, I was off to the side backstage, you know, like actually playing it while Jimi just did a little air guitar.
Oh, come on. What? Are you serious?
It was all me. Look here, I will absolutely play for you.
You have footage of this?
Thor comes prepared, Mr. Journalist. I'm surprised you don't have footage of this.
I'm kind of hard to believe, though. I mean.
This is Thor performing the Star Spangled Banner.
Okay, let's hear this.
At Woodstock for that loser, Jimi Hendrix. Well, he was a nice guy. He paid me a lot of money, and he had great asses.
But couldn't he play? I mean, he's pretty good.
Oh, sorry. Hold
sounded
on.
Like a British woman.
No, that was a different tape. I'm fast forwarding.
Okay.
My.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
There's ads on your tape. You sell commercial.
I don't know.
He's selling songs all the time.
Shut up, it's happening. Here is Thor shredding the national anthem.
Okay.
Yeah, there I am. It's me.
Jimi Hendrix.
One more proof. It's me. What are you, I told you I'm off to the side.
How old were you even back then?
Yeah, this is like 69.
I was like three.
You were three and you were playing guitar for Jimi Hendrix.
Why not?
Jimi Hendrix asked a three-year-old to play for him because he couldn't play.
I was a guitar goo goo gaga. All right? Mr. 3D.
All right.
That was my nickname, guitar goo goo gaga.
Yeah, I really don't think this is you. I think this is Jimi Hendrix and you're just full of
shit. What? Listen, how dare you? I'll tell you what. You know, Thor would never bring his guitar to an interview appearance because you cannot afford Thor's performance fee.
That's probably true.
For his guitar performance. Mm-hmm. But.
But. There's a but.
Because I like you guys and because Nowhere over here, she's giving me some of that vape.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do an acapella.
Whoa.
An acapella performance.
Get out of here. Performance?
I'm taking some enunciation classes because people tell me my accent is too noticeable if I want to have a worldwide appeal, you know.
Let me tell you, it's really working. You sound like a new person.
My accent classes are working.
Wow, where'd that come? You sound like Rob.
I could just turn it on and off. That's my Rob accent. That's actually in the book. It's very weird.
That was pretty
How
good.
How did he get in there?
He's still passed out on the floor.
Oh, screw that game. Anyway, here I go.
All right, let's hear this.
Wait, can I drink? I just need a little water.
Okay.
Or
Fanter. We have Fanter.
I was going to say there was no Fanter in the green room.
No, or get him a Fanter.
Give me my Fanter already.
It's a very classy organization.
I only have the Bert and Ernie Juicy Juice.
All right. That'll work, right? Fanter flavored, though, right?
Fanter is juice. I don't understand the problem.
Don't confuse him. Just give
Here's your Juicy Juice, Mr. Thor.
Let's hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, the great guitar god, Thor Shredstein, performing live here in the Metal Injection Livecast, the Star Spangled Banner.
Say, can you see? That was terrible. Let me try that again. Say, can you see by the dawn's early fight what so loudly we wailed at the highlights least dreaming? Whose broad stars and bright stars through the mercury fight.
What is the guitar solo?
I've told you this is a cappella. You can't afford my guitar. Oh, say, Thor, does that spangled banner have coke for Thor to sniff off of it? For the land of the guitar god and the home of the Fanta Factory.
Wow, standing O. Standing O.
It's a standing Thor.
Yeah,
They're all chanting Thor. For Thor. Shredstein. Thank you.
I think you got some of the lyrics wrong, I want to say.
I don't know. What?
Some of them were wrong.
Didn't you get the part where I said that I invented the Star Spangled Banner?
Wasn't it written in like 1814 or something?
Yeah.
And you were there too.
I was like negative 104.
Okay. All right. Thor was a negative 104.
That's right.
All right. Go have some more vapor. How about that?
Thor is going to go meet Summer at the corner of 33 and 7th.
All right.
Because she is a Thor whore. But I'd like to remind everybody to check out the Thor store. Buy some caffeinated mugs.
Uh-huh.
Some caffeinated mugs?
The mugs themselves are caffeinated?
That's what my agent tells me. Buy some Thor mouse pads. Right. Some Thor pocket protectors.
Housebreaking wee-wee pads with Thor's face on them.
A Thor fire alarm. So when there's a fire going on, you just hear Thor, 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 Thor. You go, oh, I got to get out of here.
How about a Thor mezuzah to put on your Thor door?
How about the Thor diaphragm? How about that one?
Thor diaphragm coming September 2012.
Okay.
Oh.
So you're not going to be doing a Thor casket?
Who's to say a Thor skit isn't already in production?
I'm asking.
A cast Thor, no? I don't know. Thor's going to get out of here, folks.
All right, thank you.
I think
you.
That Rob is waking up.
Thank you, Thor. All right, we'll
Thor,
see you soon.
Thor.
All right, I'll give you Thor. Here it is. Oh, out of breath.
All right, that was Thor Shredstein.
Rob, you okay?
What did I miss you guys?
You missed Thor. Thor was in.
Mm.
He's selling a whole bunch of shit and promoting it on
his usual low-key self.
Do you know if he's selling any mouse pads? I'm kind of looking for a new mouse pad.
Just urns, I think.
Oh, cool.
And caffeinated mugs, whatever the fuck that means.
Looks like we have
a caller.
Uh-oh. Let's get him on the air.
I don't understand this new interface.
860, you're on the air.
Oh, there you go.
Is this it?
Yes, this is it.
What's your favorite band?
Oh,
you're not
God.
Even going to tell us your name and where you're from?
Oh, my name's Ian. I'm from Connecticut.
Hello. Hi, Ian from Connecticut. So, Ian, what's your favorite band?
No, what's yours?
I asked you first.
Between the Buried and Me.
Okay, now you ask me.
What's your band?
No, what's your favorite band?
What?
All right.
No, it's Between the Buried and Me. No, I would say my all-time favorite band is probably...
Chromeo.
No, that's my flavor of the month.
Mudvayne.
I guess my favorite metal band would be Meshuggah.
That's not what he asked you.
My favorite band ever?
Chromeo.
I don't know. I can't really pick one. I would feel
Real McCoy.
I guess Meshuggah. I would say Meshuggah.
Macaulay Shankar.
Or like Pink Floyd or Black Sabbath.
For me, I feel like Opeth.
Opeth.
I feel like Opeth kind of sums up all of
you,
the...
You feel metal. Rob's favorite band is Opeth?
No, me.
I really like Opeth, too.
I thought it was a question for all of us.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It was just directed at Rob.
Caller, is it for all of us or Rob?
Did you just want to know what my favorite band was or like everybody?
Everybody. I don't care. Everybody.
Oh, he doesn't care. It's like, all right, fine. Everyone else can tell him. But...
He's just being nice to the rest of us.
Yeah. Sid, what about you? What's
Fugazi. Fugazi is my favorite band.
That's just Fugazi's side project.
That's right. It's with the Fushnikins.
My favorite act is Weird Al Yankovic. Yes, of all time.
You have.
But I do have another band that I've sort of started liking. Here, I want to play a clip.
My vagina ain't handicapped. Vagina ain't handicapped. So what? I can't walk. My vagina ain't handicapped.
They rock.
Yeah.
I'm just a fine ass nigga that's pretty simple and plain.
That's their new single, Fine Ass Nigga. So
fine ass vagina.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Yeah. What is your opinion on Christian metal?
It sucks.
Not into
it. No, that's not true.
Anything where the first word in the thing is Christian means it's pretty lame.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Christian later.
Noah. Yeah, I agree with that. Noah rejects. So what's good?
I have. There's a power metal band that I kind of like. They're called Harmony. And they're supposed to be like a Christian.
Well, what's Christian band about them?
I don't know. All of their songs are just like positive. Like,
can we
not...
look that up? And
what's the band?
Yes, Harmony. Just Google Harmony.
Not
I'm sure it'll come right up.
Not eHarmony. Look up Harmony Christian lame bullshit, and it'll come up.
They're, but I still like them.
What's but do you know what's Christian?
I feel
about
like
them?
If I mean if they sing about you know people
Jesus.
Having to convert and. Religion is good, and if they enforce their opinions on people, then yeah. But
then you like it.
No, then I don't like it.
Oh. You just
then
like it
bad.
Because they do poop noodling or something, right? It's not like
it's
cheesy power metal band.
Right, you don't care what lyrics they
yeah, it's not because they're Christian that you like.
Yeah,
they,
I mean, I don't hear Jesus
power.
Or anything like that. Like,
now,
I don't hear.
I'm sorry.
So you're saying you can look past the Christian exterior,
but what if? But what if the band
doesn't
played
make the music bad?
Right. What if they played the same exact music, but they were like Muslims?
I would feel the same way.
Really?
I would like the music.
I don't know about that. I think you'd be against it.
I'm not against Muslims.
Israeli.
So.
The better question is, what if they were Chinese?
All right.
Oh.
I don't want to go there.
But that's not a religion. That's a race.
So it's okay to hate them.
No. It's okay for me to hate them.
There we go.
There's a song by a Muslim Christian band.
Who is the love one?
I love this song.
You like this?
Not that I always dance to this.
Really? She's dancing now. Wow.
They play
like Kanye.
This is so like Middle Eastern music. I love it.
Can we get the stripper pole out here so you can dance to the...
Are you going to install it for me?
Put on a burqa, though. First.
Oh, no. We don't want Noah in a burqa.
But to this music, you'd have to strip while wearing a burqa or strip out of a burqa.
All right. Stripping out of it is fine.
But then underneath, she's wearing a parka. So it's from burqa to parka.
And then under that, she's dressed like La Parka, the Mexican wrestler.
chairman of the board.
Oh,
all right.
Mark.
Well, Ian, thank you for calling in.
Very insightful question, Ian. Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
What do you say?
All right. Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. We're winding down. We're about to say goodbye for this week.
But I feel that we had a very eventful show today.
I don't remember most of it, to be
yeah.
honest.
Wow. Look what you
what
just
do
did
you remember, Noah? Come on. Come on, Noah.
Yeah, usually I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
So,
how do we think the lack of Sean affected the episode?
Sean wasn't here?
No one wants to say it.
Noah does. Come on.
Everyone is much happier.
Oh, wow.
I like Sean.
No, I'm just kidding.
You know. Yeah.
I like Sean.
I still thought we had a great show.
Yeah, I think we have a great show with Sean and without Sean.
Rob?
Well.
I just like that I have more arm room here because I'm not sitting next to anyone. I could stretch out.
And
like
that he's not rubbing your penis right now.
Well, no, that I'm okay
that
with.
He doesn't.
That
like.
Feels nice. That
like I said, our table gets about one third smaller every week that we do the show. So, like, half the time I'm practically sitting on Sean's lap for some reason. So we got a lot of downloads per week. You know, I feel like we should get a better table up going up in here.
Tell the boss.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, the caller hung up. See, he didn't like your table talk, Darren. Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. That's not my phone number, right? That's the show number. Okay,
you
cool.
are really fucked up.
I'm doing it pretty well. No, I'm fine. Get out of here.
You look fucked up. You look like you're half asleep.
Rob always looks fucked up.
I definitely feel like my it's hard to keep my face like moving.
It's hard for all of us to keep your face. I don't know what that means.
To keep our face? You don't have to keep it. Too. You just have to look.
Listen, man, I can't put the words in your mouth to make it funnier. Nah. Take whatever you said and I...
Listen, man.
Put it in. I'm fucking half asleep, too, from the secondhand vapor or whatever the fuck is going on. Or maybe I'm just tired. I don't know. It's possible.
Well, it is a small table, so I was just blowing it right at you.
Yeah, that's true.
And it is past for that time. It's 9:57 right now.
Is it?
So
that's not true.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't go to sleep until after Colbert is done.
Sometimes midnight. During Colbert, 11:45, you don't even...
Well, depending on the guest.
Watch the...
depending on the guest.
Yeah.
Who was a shitty guest that you'd go to sleep
with? People that I've never heard of that wrote books that I don't care about.
Hmm. You wouldn't want to learn anything about the world.
Depends on the topic. But when Colbert's interviewing somebody, it's not really to teach us anything. It's for him to be silly to that person.
Yeah, true.
I think you can learn something from the silliness because he takes like an absurd perspective on it, and then the way the person chooses to respond to it is it.
But the person that I don't care about, right, then I don't care how they respond, is the thing.
I guess that's true.
The first two segments are the keepers.
Yeah.
Usually. And then after that, maybe, maybe not.
Then after that, his vagina and handicapped.
His vagina is never handicapped.
Do you watch it from bed or from the couch?
I don't have a TV in the bedroom, so the couch.
Do you ever fall asleep on the couch?
I doze off once in a blue moon, but usually no.
You just want to paint the picture.
Do you wear pajamas?
No.
Do you wear slippers?
I have Crocs.
What do you wear to bed?
Shorts over my boxers and a T-shirt.
Wow, you wear full clothing to bed.
Yeah.
Even in the summer?
How do you sleep with boxers on? Doesn't it like bunch up? You move around?
No. I have like, you know, Old Navy, not like shorts that you wear, like sweatshorts.
Are they short shorts? Like how far
they
down your leg?
They're
like
above the knee a little bit. They're not like...
Are they loose?
Yeah, yeah. They're not... I'm not going to wear
basketball
tight...
basketball shorts.
Yeah.
Doesn't it get uncomfortable?
No.
They're very loose. It's like a male
version
of a
skirt. Yeah, Robin's worn my shorts.
But what if they... Oh, really?
I don't know why he's answering about my shorts, but all right.
I've bought shorts from Old Navy. I'm just saying the concept of shorts to Noah.
It was just interesting how you sort of stepped into this conversation about the shorts I sleep in. No.
Shorts are great, Noah. They're really nice colors. The cotton feels soft. It's nice.
Delightful.
I just feel like as you're sleeping, the shorts would just ride up also, and then it would give you a wedgie.
No.
No.
Never had that problem.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's
all
it.
All right. Well.
Now I know.
This has been the Shorts Report.
That's right.
And I guess we're going to wrap it up now.
Do we have anything we want to promote for next week?
Oh, yes, we do. Can we promote that yet?
Yeah.
It's a mystery.
He said he was going to do it. So.
We have a very awesome guest.
Maybe.
There's a 90% chance that next week, Dave Hill, the King of Metal, will be sitting on the episode.
Very funny guy.
It will be fantastic.
If you don't know who Dave Hill is, look him up now.
Look up the King of Metal channel on Metal Injection. He did a bunch of great videos for us. He interviewed a bunch of fans outside of a Testament concert. And that was really funny.
And also his stand-up is very funny. If you know, the thing is, he's not very SEO.
Yeah, his name.
Because there's other Dave Hills.
I think he's the first Dave Hill Google results, or the second.
How
the first
many
one
times
might
have
be
you Googled his name to know this?
Oh, no, the first one is Dave Hill Photography.
That might be him, though. He's multi-talented.
No. Mm-hmm. And the second one is...
Is it just pictures of Dave Hill?
The actual Dave Hill.
You should give out his real website, though, on the
It's DaveHillOnline.com.
Okay. You want to play something from his website out as we leave to prepare people?
Most of it's pretty visual.
Yeah, you can't really.
Well, he's going to be on our radio show next week.
Well, we're going to make him talk.
He'll be able to tailor his talents to our medium.
Okay.
All right. So then.
So prepare for Dave Hill.
That's right.
See you guys later.
Goodbye.
And,
can okay. you play my vagina handicap?
Yes.
Can you
and right
it
now
like
it's...
It isn't?
This is a little, my vagina ain't handicapped. The Metal Injection live cast.
My vagina ain't handicapped. Vagina ain't handicapped. So what? I can't walk. My vagina ain't handicapped. Vagina ain't handicapped. Vagina ain't handicapped. Voices how I wanna talk, but my vagina ain't handicapped. I don't keep it real, you know I gotta keep it real. Flapping at the hoochies that are walking in their heels. My length don't work, to be honest with the deal. But I still strip the goodies, talking nonsense like my squeals. So up this water, call the feel. This will be hard to talk. Not only offer great sex, but best spots and parking lots. I'm handy and got swag, so you know this part is hot. Plus, I got a crew of thinnies. My nurse is known to target shots, so throw me on the track and I'll finish the race. As long as I ain't a dirt road or a snake in my lane. I'm just a fine ass nigga that's pretty simple and plain. I can't even move my fucking knee, but I still kick it all day. You can wither away like the tulips and developing stuff. Cause if it ain't about handicapped vagina, it is irrelevant. I've had sex with more me, they were pelting my ass. And once you go cripple, well, they just ain't never been bad. My vagina ain't handicapped. Vagina ain't handicapped. So what, I can't walk, my vagina ain't handicapped. Vagina ain't handicapped. Vagina ain't handicapped. Voice is high when I talk, but my vagina ain't handicapped. I'm fire, saucy Steve, never see me all timid. Me noodle bean enough to wanna stick your meatballs in it. Gimmick, I'm not like other girls, I'm profound and bent. Must be hurricane season, no droughts all wet. But baby, if you're worried, it's still time for sex. You can't impregnate me through this tube around my neck. Can't take down this mix. Bitches under my class. They'll never be as high as me. No regards to my wonderful stash. And my wheels are so clean. It's funny, you ask. Geico saves you 15%. Laura saves you more money on gas. Independent woman, macking names on the best in their face. Cause nothing's an obstacle to me except a staircase. I tear a face, it's a bricks of me with a reluctant certainty. My vagina ain't handicapped, been no reconstructive surgery. Nope, on my sweet nectar if you're thirsty, G. Even if you seem skeptical. Forget it, yo, cause your mama's there, all chewing your vegetables. My vagina ain't handicapped, vagina ain't handicapped. So what, I can't walk, my vagina ain't handicapped.